Om Shanti and good evening. We had a nice meeting with Sister Danti. Yeah? Excellent. It gives a lot of pleasure to introduce people who have been part of our spiritual life and also part of the peace of mind story. And one of them is our dear brother Nagraj, he's a surrendered brother who stays in the Pandabhavan complex, and he is going to talk about the importance of Dilwara Temple, because it's a Jain temple and it's a very, very beautiful, some people say it's as beautiful as the Taj Mahal, so a very big call. So Nagraj Bhai.
Oops. Om Shanti. I'm very happy to meet all of you, the spiritual shining stars of the Peace of Mind program. Today we will just go through the Dilwara temple. Tomorrow you are going to visit it. It's a beautiful temple and very historical, very magnificent temple. It is about 1,000 years old temple, 1,000 years old, the first temple. It was built by Vimal Shah, the commander-chief of Gujarat state. At that time, Patan was the capital of Gujarat. He was a chief minister and he fought a war in Gujarat. He fought a war and he was very sad. Because of the violence and many people died during the war. So he wanted to repent. He wanted to do something good. He asked his guru, what can I do? Because I fought a war, I did a wrong thing. I should do something good also. Then the guru suggested, you build a Jain temple. It's about 2500 years old religion, Jain religion, offshoot of Hindu religion. So many Hindus those times were, you know, they were having all bad, especially Brahmins of this India, the highest caste. They went into adultery. So some of the Brahmins, they segregated themselves from the main Hinduism, main religion, and they called themselves of Jains. Jains, the literary meaning of Jains is one who has won over the senses. They are called Jains. The five senses. Five senses. They have won over these five senses. They are called Jains. So that Vimal Shah came in search of a place where he can build the temple 1,000 years back to Mount Abu. Then finally he selected a place where he can build the temple. But that area he liked was belonging to a Brahmin. Brahmin, the highest caste in India, Brahmin. He told, I will not give this place for building the Jain temple unless you prove it belonged to the Jain. Then Vimal Shah worshipped goddess Ambika, the female goddess Ambika, and she appeared in the dream and told him, there is a tree here, champa tree, a flower, champa, jasmine tree there. If you dig it over there, you'll find a black statue of Adinath, the first guru of Jain religion. If you dig it over there, you will get it, then show it to the Brahmin that this belongs to the Jain religion. Then he dug it over there and he found a very beautiful black stone statue of Adinath. Then he showed it to the Brahmin. This belongs to the Jain. The Jain religion was there before, So then he agreed, Brahmin. Then he, Brahmin said, so you stretch gold coins to the extent area of you want. Gold coins you have to stretch, spread gold gold coins on the
sorry, did the spread what?
Gold coins.
Golden lines.
Golden coins. So to the extent area you want. So he spread golden coins on the area he wanted. Then finally the Brahmin agreed to give the place. Then the Vimalsha had no children. So again he worshipped Goddess Ambika. I want a child who can look after the temple after my departure from this world. So Goddess Ambika said, either you choose the temple or a child. One of it. Both. No. Temple or a child. Then he went to his wife. Goddess Ambika is telling this, either a child or a temple. So his wife told, the son may be good or bad, we prefer to build the temple. So finally temple was finalized, and he called all the masons, stone masons, laborers from Gujarat, 1500 stone masons and 1200 laborers. They worked for 14 years to build the first temple. So the wages were like this. At the end of the day, they will collect the dust out of the carving and equal weight of gold as wages to everyone. Every day, so much gold was there. So equal weight for nearly 2,700 people, 1,500 masons, 1,200 laborers, they used to give gold every day as wages. So they collect the dust. So more dust, more intricacy. That was a trick. Because they wanted everything, you know, beautiful, intricate, distinct carvings. So the marble was bought, it was brought from Ambaji about 50 kilometers from here. Those times there is no transportation, nothing. They were brought on elephant backs. They used elephants to bring the marble stones to Mount Abu from 50 kilometers. So they carved it very, very beautiful carve with lot of dedication, coordination, devotion. Very beautifully carved temple, the first temple. They spent 180 million rupees for the first temple 1,000 years back. For the first temple, 180 million rupees. They calculated according to the gold value of those times. So first temple, then when you enter the first temple, you see all the yogis are sitting at the bottom with the third eye open. You see all the images of the yogis, the third eye is open. And all are meditating with open eyes. So there are 125 dooms all over the temple. Each doom is different. Each doom is differently carved. Most of the dooms are carved on lotus flower. But the whole design is different. So you will see beautiful dooms carved. They were carved down and they were pasted up. So first you will see the angels or the gods, goddesses are dancing at the top. And the bottom, you are meditating. So these are the two things you see every cell of the temple. So if you go further, you will see Lord Ganesh also. Because though it is a Jain temple, we have mixed Hinduism and Jainism. Both gods and goddesses are there in this temple. If you go further, you see Ganesh and Kartik. Both are sons of Shiva and Parvati. The Parvati is also there, one of the goddesses. So now if you go further, in the 13th century, this place was selected so that nobody will invade this place. Because most of the temples were invaded. Mughals were invading these temples. They were used to break the statues. In some statues they found the gold, so they used to break the statues. So here also in 13th century Alauddin Khilji came from Delhi, he broke the temple. Part of the temple was broken and the army came from Rajasthan and they drove them away. Also part of the temple was damaged in 13th century. Then in 1965 it was rebuilt and it's a beautiful carving. You can see the very distinctly carved. You can see the toes, fingers in different mudras, in different fashion, in different styles. And the nails are distinctly carved. So very beautiful image you can see when you go there. So the next temple is Goddess Ambika, where he was used to worship Goddess Ambika and she used to inspire him. And there is a black statue which was found. It was said to be, it is 2000 years old. That is of Adinath. And if you go further, you will find the Krishna, Lord Krishna, you say, Krishna dancing on the cobra. The cobra is a symbolic representation of five vices. Five-headed cobra is there. But the Krishna is dancing that on that. And if you go further, you see Lakshmi, goddess of wealth. And if you go further, you see Parvati also, again recarved. And all the cells are carved with all many preceptors of Jain religion. They are called Tirthankaras. There are 24 Tirthankaras, 24 gurus in the Jain religion. But the last guru is called, the last preceptor is called Mahavir. So if you go further, one legendary is there, Hindu, in Hinduism. So one demon asks God, I should be immortal. God cannot give this boon, you know that. So God said, I cannot give this boon to you. You ask some other boon. He said, I should not be killed by any weapons. I should not be killed night or day. In the night or day. I should not be killed inside or outside. He asked this boon. So I should not be killed by an animal or a man. The God said, yes, okay. Then when his final moments came, God came as half lion, half man. Neither man or animal. Half lion, half man. He was kept on the threshold, neither inside nor outside. He was, at the time was at dawn, neither day or night. And he was killed by the nails, finger nails. Big nails of that God. So he was killed by the nail, so not by weapons. He was killed by the nail. The moral of this story is, you can't escape death. Everyone has to go through that. So if you go further, that is a beautifully called 24th Tirthankar of Jain religion, that is Mahavir. So then you finish this first temple, which is very beautiful, very intricately carved.
What does Dilwara mean? What is the meaning of the name?
Dilwara temple is that the temple is built of love. So everyone's that temple steals everyone's heart. Dilwara temple. Dil means the heart. So it is done with lot of love, lot of devotion, lot of dedication, lot of coordination, spiritually inclined people. So it is very beautiful. When you see, you appreciate each carving there, you really appreciate.
And there is also the symmetrics.
Metrics are there. Symmetrical geometry is used in the temple. Symmetry is there. So you see the pillars. And if you come in the center of the temple, you will see a rangamantam. Rangamantam means where there is a place. The temple dancers used to dance only for God. They never used to dance in the public. Only for God they used to dance. There are 16 celestial goddesses at the top, at the rooftop. And it is a single stone. And you see musicians and everyone. You see the marriage ceremony there of the Rajasthani style marriage ceremony with all procession, caravans, everything God. And the if you go to the main altar of the temple, there is a Adinath, the first Tirthankar of Jain religion, Adinath. So his eyes are, they have put diamonds in the eyes, diamonds in the eyes, and beautiful garland of precious stones and everything. So in the temple inside, where the main statue is there, Adinath, they are not called anything. It is kept empty. Every beaten corner is carved, but the place of worship is not carved, because they did not want to divert the attention of the pujari, the priest. So he should not get attracted by the carvings. He should concentrate on the worship. So that place, it is not carved. So you can see that place is empty. The doom is empty. So that place is not carved.
So how long would it take to do the round of... We're only really going to the first...
The first temple? Round it will take... If you quickly walk through, it will take about 30-35 minutes. If you want to see in detail, it will take 1 hour.
So do you want to take 1 hour? See. This, I've seen it 100 times, and it calls you in your dreams. It's not like anything you've ever seen. Because the Jain religion, I don't know anything about it except that it's an offshoot of Hinduism. But they're very clean, they're very business-minded people, and they're pure veg, right? Pure vegetarian?
Yeah, very pure vegetarians.
And they keep their principles very strictly.
Very strict principles, so they observe. So, if you come out of the first temple, you go to the second temple, that is about 800 years old. The first temple is about 1000 years old, the second temple is 800 years old. So the legend goes like this. Two ministers from Gujarat, they came with their wives to see the first temple. They were afraid of dacoits. They were moving, sightseeing. They were afraid.
Dacoits are robbers.
Dacoits are thieves. So they had a lot of jewelry. So they dug, you know, the earth. They kept buried the jewelry there so that nobody will see that. So they went. They spent few days in Mount Abu. And when they came back, they wanted to take their jewelry back from there. They dig it back. So they found 8 parts of gold along with their jewelry when they were digging. So they thought, this is God-given wealth for us. So they added their own jewelry plus 8 parts of gold and precious stones and everything. They built the second temple. The second temple is more intricate than the first temple. More intricate. So the second temple, when you go there, you see 64 dancing poses. Can you imagine? Carving 64 dancing poses. On the right side, there is an inverted fountain, palace fountain, very beautifully carved. And a chandelier is there that is carved in one stone. Only one stone. Very beautifully carved. You see the procession around the chandeliers, everything. Very intricately carved. And if you go further, there is a beautiful lotus flower. Very intricate, highly. If you look at that, you see that it is very impossible to carve this. Such a very small, but very beautiful. Next, if you go, there is a sunflower, beautifully carved. They have carved all the Tirthankara, the gurus of the Jain religion, inside carving, conceptually carved. Very beautiful. So when these two brothers, they built this temple. Their wives were very anxious. They also wanted to build the temple. So their wives thought, we also should have our own memory. So they hired a sculptor. So then they built the same temple for both of us. But he made the difference. The sculptor made a difference. The wife of the elder brother has got 25 elephants. The wife of the younger brother has got 24 elephants. He made one difference there, because the elder brother's wife should always be respected. And you can see the third image there, bending down towards the elder brother's wife, showing respect. They did not notice, they made the temple, similar temple, broke the temples many times in competition. Finally, the sculptor made the difference, they did not notice. Finally, they agreed, this temple is okay for us. So such some stories are, the image, the statue of the second temple, that is eight, they spent 120 million rupees 800 years back. 120 million rupees for the second temple. That was in the 12th century. There are five temples. It was constructed between the 11th and the 13th century. So this second temple is the 22nd guru of the Jain religion. 22nd guru. It is in black stone, very beautiful, very beautifully carved. Then there is a third temple where this is very intricate, more than the first temple. The third temple is called Vrishabhnath, is almost equivalent to Adinath. There they have got the statues of the Jain religion. It is about 4,200 kgs or something, the weight. They have used five metals there, bronze, brass, copper, silver and gold. They say 800 kilos of gold there in that statue.
800 kilos of gold.
So that was the, because there was some war in between. So during the war, even they came to drive out the Mughals, Alauddin Khilji, they had lot of gold left out of the war. So they made this statue of the third temple.
And will you be our guide tomorrow at the temple?
Yes, yes, I will show you.
So, the buses will be going a bit earlier from Gyansarova tomorrow to the temple at 2 o'clock.
The last temple, I will tell.
Ji?
The last temple. One more temple.
Oh, there's one more.
One more. The one more temple is the last temple. You see, the three-story temple. These are one story. That is a three-story temple. So, some of the images were broken, unfinished, from the two temples. So they made the third temple from that. So that temple was built by all these laborers and masons. So every day they used to have 2 hours leisure, lunch time, okay, every day. So in that 2 hours, they saved 1 hour. They built this temple, the laborers and masons. They told, we don't want wages for this. It is our contribution, they said. So such a dedication was there with the laborers and masons. They were very spiritual, so they could make this temple. So these five temples are there in that. So it is as camouflaged, in the sense, if you see from outside, it looks very ordinary. They wanted to divert the attention of the invaders. But inside it is very rich. Inside it is very, very rich. The sculpture, the culture, the procession, marriage processions, everything. The beautiful inverted fountain. So, it is called Taj Mahal of Rajasthan. Some, Taj Mahal of Rajasthan. Some people, they say it is more than, you know, that Taj Mahal of Agra. It is more beautiful than Taj Mahal of Agra.
I can second that thought. So, Nagaraj Bhai, thank you so much.
I will give one instruction.
Oh no. Another temple?
Yeah, not. When they go to temple, because they don't allow water bottles, they don't allow mobiles inside the temple. You can take your wallet you can take it, but you cannot carry water bottles or mobiles, cameras.
Or leather.
So, if you are carrying water bottles, cameras or mobiles, you have to leave it in the bus. That will be safe in the bus. We always do.
There will be somebody in the bus whilst you're in the temple. So leave all your valuables, your cameras, your phones, and also they don't allow leather any, because you can't wear shoes inside.
You have to leave your shoes outside.
Yeah, there's a shoe department outside. Even plastic shoes. So they're serious people, the Jains, and this is an experience waiting for you. So no more temples? That's it? Okay. Thank you, Nagaraj.